Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
那我们翻到以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Starting from verse 11.
从第十一节开始念。
It was he who gave some to the apostles, some to the prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that body of Christ may be built up.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长神的身量。
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves.And blown here and there by every wind of doctrine, and by the cunning and the craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，又随从各样的异端。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up.Into him who is the head, that is Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职。照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Now, as you know, the theme for this conference is no more tossed to and fro.
你们都知道，这个营会的主题是不再被摇动，飘来飘去。
Actually, this is one of the phrases given in the passage we have just read.
其实这里是我们刚读的经文里面的一段话。
This is a very important statement.
这是非常重要的宣告。
However, we should understand that statement within the context of Ephesians 4.
我们必须在以弗所第四章的内容来理解这个宣告。
Then we will understand what does Paul mean by no more tossed to and fro.
然后我们就会理解保罗所谓的不再被摇动。飘来飘去。
Actually, there is a whole story behind that phrase.
其实在这整句话的背后呢，有一个故事。
It is a spiritual story.
是一个属灵的故事。
So Paul tried to tell us and tried to help us and telling us that no more tossed to and fro.
所以保罗要帮助我们来告诉我们不再被摇动飘来飘去。
Now, by the grace of the Lord, we would like to try to understand this phrase.
按照神的恩典，我们要来尝试理解这句话。
So I would like to try my best from my part to explain to you, to interpret to you what is the story behind that statement.
所以我要尽我的所能呢，在我的分内来向你们解释这个故事的背景。
Now, as you know that when Paul mentioned this statement, actually he was writing a letter to the church in Ephesus.
当保罗在解释这个宣告的时候呢，他乃是在写一封书信给以弗所。
He wrote the letter from a prison, Roman prison.
他从一个罗马的监牢里写这封书信。
Now, you remember roughly 3 or 4 years before he wrote this letter,
那么你们记得大概三四年前他写这封书信。
He was arrested in Jerusalem.
他是在耶路撒冷被逮捕。
And after 3 or 4 years,
那么过了三四年之后
The church in Ephesus and all the churches in that area
那么在以弗所的教会还有在他周围的教会呢
To their surprise they received a letter from Paul
对、使他们非常惊讶从保罗那里、领受了这个书信
You can imagine what a comfort when they received that letter
你可以想象何等的安慰他们、当他们收到这封书信的时候
And、many saints in church at Ephesus
许多的圣徒在以弗所的教会里
You can imagine when they receive the letter their heart are full with gratitude and thanksgiving
你可以想象当他们领受这书信的时候他们的心带着感激和感恩
This letter not only tells that Paul was alright in the prison
这不但这封书信不但告诉他们说保罗在监牢里安好
And he should be healthy enough to write a letter
而且他是、有足够的健康来写那封书信
Not only a letter, but a very important letter
不但是一个书信而是非常重要的书信
From this letter, we not only know the health, physical health of Paul
从这封书信我们不但晓得保罗他的健康
We also know that he was very healthy even spiritually
不但身体健康并且也是属灵健康
He has been knocked down but never knocked out
他被击倒但是没有被击垮
So it is true the hand of God was so heavy in him
是的神的手非常重的在他身上
Now when he was in prison
当他在监牢里的时候
When he looked at his two hands
当他看他双手的时候
Now formerly those two hands are free
过去那对手呢是自由的
For almost 11 years God has used that two hands
在过去11年里面呢神使用了那对手
And those two hands are most important ones
而那双手是非常、最重要的
By the working of that two hands
借着那双手的工作
Now we know how many people were saved
我们现在知道有多少人得救
The world was brought to Christ just because of that just because the work of that handThose hands.
这个世界呢被带到基督的面前呢就因着那双手的工作
We need more hands like this like that of Paul
我们需要更多、这样的手像更多像保罗的
Then the whole world will be evangelized
然后这整个世界的福音将会被完全传开
But just 3 or 4 years ago
但是三四年前
Before he wrote this letter
在他写这封书信的时候
And all of a sudden he discovered his handsAll with a chain.
突然间他发现他的手被锁链绑住了。
From that time on,
从那个时候开始
his history has changed.
他的历史就改变了。
Now, his history has to be rewritten.
他的历史就要重写。
And from that time on, he was in a prison.
从那个时候开始他就在监牢里。
No more as free as before.
不再像过去的自由了。
Now, when someone who was so active,
当一个人那么活跃
so healthy
那么健康
all of a sudden he discovered he could not move his two hands
突然间发觉他不可以再移动他的双手
now the experience almost like someone who underthrew a stroke and all of a sudden went through a stroke
那么这经历就好像突然间一个人中风一样
part of your heart had part of your body paralyzed
你身体的一部分就瘫痪
now brothers and sisters
对弟兄姐妹们
The body of Paul was very important.
保罗的身体是非常重要的。
For the gospel to be preached, his body ought to be fully free.
为了福音要能够传开，他的身体要完全自由的。
And now somehow he could not control part of his members.
但是现在呢他无论如何不能再控制他身体的一个。
Now you can imagine.
现在你可以想象
what kind experience he has gone through
他经历过哪一些经历
It must be a shocking experience
这是使人非常惊讶的经历
When he looked at those hands with chain
当他看到那双手有这个锁链
So that means from now on his work will be very limited
所以现在他的工作将非常局限
He has a great plan
他有伟大的计划
He wants to go to Rome
他要到罗马去
He wants to bring the gospel to the heartland of Roman Empire
他要把福音传到罗马帝国的中心
So he wrote a letter to Romans
所以他就写了给罗马人的书
So from that letter to Rome to Romans you know he already planned well he wants to visit Rome
所以写给罗马人的书信呢，我们知道他已经计划好要到罗马去。
Now that was his ambition.
这是他的他的这个欲望。
He did not anything. He did not ask anything for himself.
他的雄心，他不为自己求什么。
However, he wanted everything for his Lord.
但是他要为他的主得到一切。
So for that reason, he made the determination he wanted to visit Rome.
所以为着那个缘故，他下定决心要到罗马去。
He never expect.When I never expect, while he was in Jerusalem, he was arrested.
他从来没有意料到，在耶路撒冷的时候他就被逮捕了。
So you can imagine such a shocking experience with Paul.
所以你可以想到，保罗有这么骇人的一个经历。
He has the blood and the flesh, just you and me.
他有血肉之躯，像你和我一样。
When he suffers such a shock.From the environment.
当他从这个周围的环境得到这样的中风打击
And then you discover you can imagine his spirit must be very low.
你可以想象他的灵就非常的消沉。
Now you can imagine most likely he will suffer something like depression.
你可以想象呢，他好像在患上这种忧郁症一样。
Now, for example, like Elijah.
就好像以利亚。
Elijah definitely was a servant of God.
以利亚肯定的是一个神的仆人。
But as a servant of God, doesn't mean that he would never suffer depression.
但是身为一个神的仆人，并不意味着他将永远不会有忧郁症。
The servant of God is not an angel.
那么神的仆人不是一个天使。
A servant of God also has blood and flesh.
那么神的仆人也是有血肉。
Now when a servant of God going through a pressure which is beyond he could bear.
当神的仆人经历这个压力胜过他所能够承受。
Now if he couldn't find his outlet,
他如果找到那个释放点
，then he also will suffer a depression.
然后他也会患上忧郁症。
So you can imagine for 2 years in prison at Rome.
所以你可以想象两年在罗马的监牢里。
Now if Paul from time to time his spirit may be very low.
那么保罗时不时呢他的灵非常消沉。
Now that's very normal.
那是非常正常。
So brothers and sisters, if you love Paul.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们爱保罗的话
，You worry about Paul.
你为保罗过滤。
Paul was no longer young anymore.
保罗不再年轻。
Even he was under house arrest, is not the complete prison.
即使他在家中被软禁，不是在完全的监牢里。
But of course you think about his health.
但是你想到他的健康。
But what happened?
发生什么
？Such an active Paul.
那么活跃的保罗。
All of a sudden lost his freedom.
突然间失去自由。
How useful was Paul?
保罗是何等有功用。
Now in one night, as if Paul became useless.
一夜之间，几乎保罗似乎变成无用了。
Now such a transition,
这样的改变
，such a great change.
那么巨大的变化。
Now you can imagine, you definitely will ask one question. Now what happened to the spiritual health of Paul?
你就会问这个问题：保罗的属灵健康怎么样了
？Thank God, when they received that letter.
感谢神，因为他们领受到那封书信。
You can imagine what kind of relief they must have.
你可以想象他们得到何等的欣慰。
Paul was not healthy.
保罗不但健康。
And Paul also very healthy spiritually.
保罗也属灵里非常健康。
Now even he may have depression.
即使他有忧郁症。
But now you know he really came out from the shell of himself.
但是你可以看到他从他的躯体里走出来。
He was no longer depressed.
他不再消沉。
Now he's been seated with Christ in heavenly places.
他现在在天上与基督同坐。
So you see, brothers, now he had a wonderful experience.
对，你弟兄姐妹，你们看到他现在有这样的经历。
Even he was on earth, yet he's in heaven.
虽然他在地，但是他却在天。
When he was in prison at Rome.
当他在罗马监牢里。
Now he experienced heaven on earth.
他经历到在地上的天堂。
So no wonder from the first chapter he talked about the heavenly blessings.
所以难怪他在第一章就开始说在天上的丰富。
In chapter 2, he tells us we have been seated with Christ in heavenly places.
在第二章说我们在与基督在天上同坐。
Yeah, sometimes we in our sick bed.
有时我们在我们病房上。
Sometimes we are in our prison.
有时我们在监牢里。
Sometimes we are in our office.
有时我们在办公室里。
Sometimes we are in our house.
有时我们在家中。
But brothers,
但弟兄。
Yes, we are on earth.
是的，我们是在地上。
However, we are in heaven.
但是我们却是在天。
What is that kind of experience?
那是怎么样的经历？
So somehow.Christ has let Paul triumph even he was in prison.
看来基督让保罗胜利，虽然他在监牢里。
So this letter of this Ephesian letter is full of note of victory.
对，这以弗所书信是充满了得胜的记载。
So you see, brothers, when you read this book,
对弟兄们，当你们读这本书
，if you are one of the members in the church in Corinth,
如果你是在哥林多的其中一份子。
And you will understand. You see how much you will be comforted because of this wonderful letter.
你将会得到那么多的恩慰，因着这封书信。
But more than that.
但是更胜这些。
We all know that.
我们都知
道。This letter and the letter to Colossians.
这封信也是给哥罗西人的。
Are the two letters which tell us the highest revelation in the Word of God.
那么这封书信和给哥罗西书人的书信呢，是神最高的话语的启示。
Now the vision Paul has received, now is highest.
保罗现在所领受的这个意象是最高超的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，think about it.
想一想
，from that prison,
从那个监牢里
，some vision. Now the Paul has seen some vision.
保罗现在看到一些异象。
He has reached the summit of his vision in all his life.
他在他生命中的所见到的异象，他达到巅峰。
Now he wants to pass on that vision to the church at Ephesus.
他要把这个异象传授给以弗所的教会。
And today he also conveyed that vision to you and to me.
今天他也把这个异象传给你和我。
So that's why this is one of the most important and most noble letters in the whole Bible.
所以这是在全圣经里面最高超最优越的
书籍。But because it's too high, because it's too noble.
但是因着最高超最尊贵。
Sometimes we feel that we are it's beyond us.
也是说认为这个是远超我们
的能力。We think we are not mature enough to understand this letter.
我们认为我们没有成熟到那个地步来理解这书籍。
So sometimes we think this letter is too philosophical.
有时候我们觉得这个这封书信太过哲学化。
The idea of this letter is too high.
这个书信的理想是太高超了。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们
，This book definitely gives us higher vision.
这封书信肯定给我们最高超的意象。
But this book also one of the most practical books in the whole Bible.
但是这封书信也是在全圣经里面最实际的书。
So now we are facing a very unusual letter.
所以我们现在面对非常不寻常的书信。
The letter to the Ephesians.
给以弗所人的书信。
Now I already mentioned for the saints, for the church of Ephesus, for many saints at Ephesus when they read this letter.
在以弗所书对不对？在以弗所的许多圣徒们读这封书信的时候
，They were encouraged.
他们得到鼓励。
They were comforted.
他们得到安慰。
Because they concerned of the well-being of Paul.
因为他们关心保罗的安好。
But more than that.
但是更甚这些。
Now they also receive.Some vision from heaven.
他也从天上领受异象。
A message from heaven.
从天上来的。
Never before the message had reached such a height.
这个信息从来没有达到那么高峰的。
So for that reason.
对，为着这个缘故。
Paul pray for the readers of this letter.
保罗就为着这读者，这封书信的读者祷告。
In order to enter into that vision.
为这要能够进入那意象。
And Paul pray for us.
保罗为我们祷告。
That's why in the first chapter you have the prayer of Paul.
所以在第一章里面有保罗的祷告。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们
，I know there are many people members in the church, members of the church at Ephesus who read this book.
我们知道，在这个以弗所里面的圣徒们有许多读了这封书信。
But I can imagine one of them.
但是我可以想到其中一位。
By the name Trophimus.
Trophimus 的名字。
Now, probably you even do not know this name, right?
或许你不晓得这个名字。
You never heard anyone by the name Trophimus.
你没有听过这个人特罗菲摩的名字。
Now it is a Greek name to us.
对我们来说是一个希腊的。
It is a Greek because the because Trophimus was a Greek.
的确是希腊文，因为特罗菲摩是个希腊人。
Now among all the members of the all the members of the church at Ephesus,
在所有以弗所教会的圣徒里
，everyone read that letter.
每一个人都读了那封书信。
But no one will.No one was like a Trophimus.
但是没有人像特罗菲摩那样。
When he read that letter,
当他读那书信
，and that letter almost has shaken his whole soul.
那么这封书信几乎摇动了他整个的灵魂。
Why, brothers and sisters?
弟兄们，姐妹们，为什么
？Now, if we know the experience of Trophimus,
但是如果我们知道特罗菲摩的
，if we know what happened to him,
我们知道发生在他身上的事
，probably this will give us a key to understand this whole letter.
或许这就给我们这个钥匙来理解这个通信。
Because we are not like Trophimus,
因为我们不像特罗菲摩。
That's why we don't feel, we don't have that feeling.
都没有那种感觉。
Now, if we have experience of Trophimus,
如果我们有特罗菲摩的感觉
，if we can enter into the feeling of Trophimus,
我们能够进入特罗菲摩的感觉。
And then I think we will appreciate this letter much more.
我想我们就会更欣赏这封书信。
Why this letter shake him so much?
为什么这封书信那么的震撼他
？You know, Trophimus,
你们知道特罗菲摩
has been waiting for this letter so many years.
等候这封书信好多年了。
No one more than Trophimus want to know more about well-being of Paul.
没有人比特罗菲摩更要知道保罗的安好。
You know when Paul was arrested.
你们知道当保罗被逮捕的时候。
And Trophimus was involved.
而特罗菲摩是参与其中。
And Trophimus was the cause of Paul being arrested.
特罗菲摩就是就为什么保罗被逮捕的缘故。
So you understand?
所以你明白。
If you were Trophimus.
如果你是特罗菲摩的话。
If Paul was arrested because of you and because of me.
那么保罗被逮捕因着你和我。
Of course you want to know the well-being of Paul.
当然你要知道保罗的安好。
But for 3 years and 4 years, nothing happened.
但是三四年没有事情发生。
There is no news.
没有消息。
Oh, Trophimus want to know a little bit about what happened to Paul.
特罗菲摩要知道一点点有关保罗的事。
Just a little bit news should satisfy Trophimus.
只要有一点消息就能够满足特罗菲摩。
Three and four years.
三四年过后。
No news whatsoever.
没有消息，没有任何消息。
You can imagine the sorrow at the depth of the heart of Trophimus.
你可以感觉到特罗菲摩内心痛苦的忧伤。
But finally,They received the news.
的深度，自从他们得到消息，
they received a letter.
他们得到书信。
You can imagine Trophimus must be very thrilled trying to read that letter.
你可以想象，特罗菲摩是非常兴奋的来尝试读那书信。
Especially Trophimus was the cause why Paul was arrested.
我说过，特罗菲摩就是为什么保罗被逮捕的缘故。
So brothers, now you understand why that letter shook Trophimus so deeply.
所以现在弟兄姐妹们，你们明白为什么这封书信那么大的震撼特罗菲摩
？Now where you can find this word, Trophimus?
你可以在哪里找到特罗菲摩的名字
？Now I would like to refer to you to Acts chapter 21.
我要把你们指到使徒行传第二十一章。
Acts 21.
使徒行传二十一章。
Acts 21,
使徒行传第二十一章。
29:29.
第二十九节。
They had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with Paul, and assumed that Paul had brought him.Into the temple area.
这话是因为他们曾看见以弗所人特罗菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿。
So here we have the name Trophimus.
所以这里我们有这个名字特罗菲摩。
The efficient.
那以弗所人。
So you know, brothers, he belonged to the church at Ephesus.
所以你们就晓得他属于以弗所教会的。
So he is one of their members.
他是他们其中一份子。
Now, brothers, one day he was with Paul in Jerusalem.
那有一天他和保罗同在耶路撒冷。
And here we find that he actually was the cause.For Paul to be arrested.
这里我们发觉乃是保罗被他是保罗被逮捕的理由。
Now that's Paul's first imprisonment.
的缘故，这是保罗第一个下监牢的。
But when we come to the second imprisonment,
当保罗第二次下监牢的。
Paul was at Rome once again.
保罗是再一次在罗马。
But this time was no longer a house arrest.
但是这一次不是在软禁当中。
This time Paul was put in a dungeon.
这是保罗是放在下的地牢里面。
Now second imprisonment.
第二次的下监。
So during his second imprisonment,
第二次下监牢的时候，
he wrote another letter.
他写了另外一封书信。
That is second Timothy.
那是提摩太后书。
Now brothers.
现在弟兄们。
Trophimus.
特罗菲摩
in some way always connected with the imprisonments of Paul.
是总是和保罗的下监牢连在一起。
First imprisonment.
第一次下监牢。
And Trophimus was the cause.
第一次下监牢，特罗菲摩乃是这个缘故。
Now while Paul wrote the last letter or the second Timothy.
那么保罗写了最后一封书信，就是提摩太后书。
Now in the last paragraph of that letter.
在那一封书信的最后一段
，Again, Trophimus, the name appeared there.
再次，特罗菲摩的名字出现了。
So let us turn to that place.
所以让我们翻到那一处。
Second Timothy,
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy,
提摩太后书。
Chapter 4,
第四章。第四章
Verse 20
第二十节
Erastus stay in Corinth I let Trophimus sick in Miletus
以拉都在哥林多住下了特罗菲摩病了我就留他在米利都
Miletus not far from Ephesus
米利都离以弗所不远。
You remember when Paul said goodbye, farewell to the elders, at Ephesus.
你记得当保罗向以弗所的长老们告别的时候。
And Paul called those elders to the port of Miletus.
那么保罗就呼召那些长老们到米利都的这个海港。
From there, Paul said farewell, for say goodbye to.The elders at Ephesus.
那么在那里呢，保罗向以弗所的长老们告别。
Now at the end of this letter,
在这封书信的末了
，Paul told us what happened immediately before he was arrested.
那么保罗告诉我们，紧接着他在被逮捕之前的事。
Now we do not know where he was arrested.
我们不晓得他在哪里被逮捕。
We know that somehow when he was arrested, he was in a great hurry.
我们知道他在被逮捕的时候他乃是在急急忙忙当中
That's why he forgot to bring some books
所以他就忘了带那些书
That's why he did not bring some coat
所以他就没有带他的外衣
So that's why he asked Timothy Don't forget if you come again Don't forget that coat and also those books those parchments
那么所以他就告诉提摩太，你来的时候不要忘记了，我的那套外衣和那些书，
还有疲倦，
那些疲倦。
So this means that when Paul was arrested second time.
所以这就是说，保罗被第二次逮捕的时候。
Now he was in a hurry.
他是在一个匆忙当中。
And most likely before he was arrested.
非常可能的，在他被逮捕时。
Now he passed by Miletus.
他就经过了米利都。
And you know, Trophimus was with him.
那么特罗菲摩就和他同在。
But this time he was very, very ill.
但是这一次他病得非常重。
So Paul just leave him there.
所以保罗就把他留在那里。
So Paul said goodbye to Trophimus at Miletus.
所以保罗呢就像特罗菲摩在米利都告别。
Later, I think definitely because Miletus is so near Ephesus, and definitely I think Trophimus will be definitely was being taken care of in a nice way.
那么因着这个特洛菲摩在米利都那边非常接近以弗所，所以他就会得到非常好的照顾。
So you see in the both imprisonments of Paul.
所以你可以看到在保罗的两次下监牢里
You'll find the name Trophimus is there.
你发现这个特洛菲摩的名字在哪里。
Now if we study 2 Corinthians.
当我们读这个哥林多后书的时候
Many Bible scholars suggested.
许多的这个圣经学者提
Most likely it was Trophimus and Titus who brought the 2 Corinthians letter of 2 Corinthians letter to the church there.
那么许多圣经学者提议，就是说这个提摩太和这个特洛菲摩把哥林多后书带到哥林多那里去。
And he was considered as one of the messengers of the churches.
他被认为是这个教会的其中一个使者。
And Paul even described him the glory of Christ.
保罗甚至提到他是基督的荣耀。
So this is the figure.We know by the name Trophimus.
所以这个人我们知道他的名字是特罗菲摩。
Now, among so many members of the church at Ephesus.
在以弗所那么多的人物当中。
Now, when they read the letters,
当他们读那书信的时候
I think no one was like Trophimus.
我想没有人像特罗菲摩那样。
When he received that letter,
当他得到收到那封书信
You can imagine how his soul was being shaken.
你可以想象到他的灵魂如何的被震撼
Because he still remember what happened 4 or 5 years ago.
因为他还犹新记得4-5年前发生的事
Because Trophimus was picked by the churches to accompany Paul all the way to Jerusalem.
因为特洛菲摩乃是由众教会所挑选和保罗同行到耶路撒冷
You know, in the third missionary journey of Paul,
你们知道保罗第四次的旅途
第三次
and
you know according to the Bible
根据圣经
at the end of that trip
在这个旅途的结束
there were 3 friends of Paul who really accompanied Paul all the way
保罗有三位朋友一直和他同行的
and probably 3 or 4 finally they really walked all the way to Jerusalem
那么大约3到4位呢和他一起同行到耶路撒冷
Now two of them finally accompanied Paul from Palestine all the way to Rome
有两位和保罗一起同行从巴勒斯坦一直到罗马
And you know because according to the Roman law
你们知道根据罗马的律法
Now Paul was able to bring 2 prisoners with him
保罗可以带两个囚犯和他同行
to help him to take care of him
来帮助他来照顾他
But these 2 prisoners cannot be 2 free men
但这两个囚犯不可以是两个自由人
And then you discover these 2 persons
你发现这两个人呢
Actually are the 2 among those 8 friends of Paul
在乃是保罗八位朋友当中的两位
And one of them was Luke
其中一位是路加。
Now, as a physician, Luke was a free man.
身为医生呢，路加是自由人。
But he loved Paul so much.
但是他那么的爱保罗。
He was willing to sacrifice his own freedom.
他愿意牺牲他自己的自由。
He wanted to take up Paul all the way, even go through the shipwreck.
他要带保罗路上走，甚至经历那个
船难。Now that's what happened with Luke.
这就是路加。
So Luke was among those 8.
所以路加在那八位之中。
Another brother from Thessalonica.
另外一位弟兄从帖撒罗尼迦。
So two of them actually they were the last 2 who really accompanied Paul all the way to Rome.
所以这两位呢乃是一直和保罗同行一直到罗马。
But before that,
在这之前
at least 3 to 4 these people.Really accompanied Paul all the way to Jerusalem.
那么至少有3到4位和保罗一起同行到耶路撒冷。
And Trophimus was one of them.
特罗菲摩就是其中一位。
Now you can imagine Trophimus was a Gentile.
那么你可以想象到特罗菲摩是一个外邦人。
He was a Greek.
他是个希腊人。
Now he was saved.
他现在得救了。
Don't forget.
不要忘记。
He was not converted to Judaism, no.
他不是被改变 到这个犹太教。
He was a believer.
他乃是个信徒。
He was saved.
他得救了。
So brother and sister, he was a new man.
所以弟兄姐妹们，他是一个新人。
He was a new creation in Christ.
他在基督里是新造的人。
But anyway, he heard something about Jerusalem.
但是他听到有一点有关耶路撒冷。
Because you know, no doubt, the salvation was from the Jews.
毫无疑问的，这个救恩是出自犹太人。
And Paul was a Jewish.
保罗是个犹太人。
And when Paul tried to prove that Jesus is the Son of God, is Christ.
当保罗要尝试来证明这个耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He is really based on the Word of God, Old Testament.
他真正的是以这个旧约来作为根基。
So you see, brothers, when you come to Jerusalem,
所以弟兄姐妹，当你来到耶路撒冷
，you come to a city which is most important in the Old Testament.
你可以来到这个旧约里面最重要的城市。
So you can imagine when Thomas first visited Jerusalem.
那么你可以想象，特洛菲摩第一次到耶路撒冷去的时候，
he must be very excited.
他是非常兴奋的。
Now I know many people when they first visit Jerusalem or Israel, I think somehow their soul was being shaken.
我想许多人第一次到以色列的耶路撒冷那边观察的时候，他的灵魂得到震撼。
Now Trophimus has heard a lot about Jerusalem.
那么特罗菲摩听到很多有关耶路撒冷的事。
Now this first time with his very own eyes, he saw Jerusalem.
那这乃是第一次他以他自己的眼睛来看到耶路撒冷。
Not only Jerusalem,
不但耶路撒冷
，and also the temple of Jerusalem.
并且这个耶路撒冷的圣殿。
So definitely Paul will visit the temple of Jerusalem.
当然保罗会到耶路撒冷的圣殿里去。
But Trophimus was a Gentile.
但是特罗菲摩是个外邦人。
You know, Gentile has nothing to do with Judaism.
外邦人和这个犹太教无关的。
However,
但是
that temple complex,
那个圣殿的那个周围，
圣殿广场。Now let me explain a little bit.
让我解释一点。
You know, on the Mount Moriah, there was a temple complex.
那么在摩利亚山有一个圣殿。
Or temple square.
圣殿的广场。
Now in the time of our Jesus,
在耶稣的时代呢
，the time that temple square is about five from the south to the north is about 5 football long.
那么在耶稣的那个时代，那个广场是5个足球场那么长。
And from the west to the east, it's about from south to north, 6 football field long.
那么从南到北是6个足球场那么长。
And from the west to the east, it's about 5 football field wide.
那么从西到东呢是5个足球场那样宽。
That was the largest religious square by that time.
那是当时最大的宗教广场。
So you can imagine.
所以你可以想象。
Now Trophimus has heard a lot about that temple site.
特罗菲摩听到许多传说有关那个广场。
You remember how disciples said to the Lord Jesus.
那么你知道门徒们对耶稣说。
What a building, what a stone.
这是何等的殿宇，何等的石头。
So everybody, when they visit the temple, they must be very impressed.
所以当人到那里观察的时候，他们都非常赞叹。
The historian Josephus tells us.
那么这个历史学家
Josephus. He said because the temple was built by stone.
这个圣殿因着用石头建起来。
Because by this by 大理石。
大理石。
Marble. By marble.
用大理石建起来。
And those on white stone.
那就是白的石头。
Now at the same time, because lots of gold, so they wrapped with the gold.
用金把它包裹起来。
So in the early sunrising, in the early morning,
在清晨太阳升起。
Now when the sunrise and the sunshine upon that building.
当这个太阳升起来，把太阳光照在那个建筑物的时候
，it is almost a wonder.
这是非常大的奇观。
So remember, brothers and sisters, by that time, if someone is privileged to visit the temple site,
如果有任何人有荣幸来参观那个圣殿的原址
Now, no, what, it must be something very exciting.
那是非常兴奋的。
And you can imagine Trophimus finally is able to reach that temple site or temple complex.
你可以想象到特洛菲摩最终能够到圣殿的那个广场里面去。
Now, this is a temple site.
这是圣殿的地方的地址。
Now, the whole temple site, most of them is called the Gentile Court.
那么这个圣殿的大部分是称为外邦人的院。
Now why?
为什么呢？
Because the temple was designed to be the prayer, is a place of prayer for all nations.
因为这个圣殿被定为万国祷告的殿。
So all nations are supposed, are able to come to the temple and pray.
所有的万国呢都能够来到圣殿来祷告。
So the Gentile, not all the Gentile were rejected from the limit of temple complex. No.
所以不是所有的这个外邦人被拒绝在这个圣殿的以外。
Now if you want to pray,
如果你要祷告
，Now you are able to come.
你可以来
，But you can only visit the Gentile court.
你只可以到外邦人的院。
You see?
Now,
most of the area belongs to Gentile court.
这个大部分的地方是属于外邦人的院。
Because this is the prayer, this is a place of prayer for all the nations.
因为这个地方乃是万国祷告的地方。
So as one of the Gentiles, Trophimus must be very excited to really reach that site, reach that complex, and he was able to pray there.
那么对于大多数的外邦人，他们是非常兴奋，能够来到圣殿，在圣殿的外邦人的院那里祷告。
However,
无论
you can imagine,
但是
he can only reach a certain limit.
他只可以达到某一个局限。
When he reached certain limit,
当他达到某个局限的时候
，then he discovered there is a barrier.
他就发现有一个栏杆。
It's almost like a wall.
好像一个墙这样。
It's a dividing wall.
是一个分割的墙。
And then there is a sign there.
那里有一个标语。
All the Gentile is not supposed to cross that barrier.
所有的外邦人不可以越过那个障碍。
If they do that,
如果他们这么行
that means the pains of death.
那么就是要处死。
So that means no one is able to cross that barrier.
就是说没有人能够越过那个障碍。
So you see,All the people will come to the temple complex.
对，所有的人都会来到这圣殿广场。
But now you have a barrier.
但是你一个
Which will separate the Gentile from the Jews.
那么把外邦人和犹太人分开。
Only the Jews were able to enter to cross that barrier.
只有这犹太人能够越过那个障碍。
Now Trophimus,
特罗菲摩
he learned from his first-hand experience.
从他第一手的经历
He saw from his very own eye.
以他自己眼睛来看
Here you find a dividing wall.
这里发现一个分割的
墙 Here you find a wall of partition.
在这里有分割的墙
Here you find a wall of separation.
在这里有隔离的墙
That really separated Gentile from the Jews.
这的确把外邦人和犹太人分开了
Now if you believe the same Bible.
如果你相信同样的
If you already believe in Jesus Christ.
如果你已经相信耶稣基督
You are still being rejected.
你仍旧被拒绝
Because you are Gentile.
因为你是外邦人
So you are belong to this side of barrier.
所以你属于这栏杆的这一部分
They belong to that side of barrier.
他们属于栏杆的另外一部
分 Now if you get into that side.
如果你进去那一边的
话 They will get into the temple proper.
将会进入殿内
Even they cannot get enter into all the way to the holiest of holy.
虽然他们不能知道来到自圣所临
but they were able to say,
但是他们能够说
no one like us gets so closer to God himself.
没有人像我们那样能够那么接近神本身
we are so privileged.
我们是那么何等的
look those Gentiles.
你看那些外邦人
even they are as near as the temple complex.
虽然他们是那么接近这个广场里面
they are still far from God.
他们还是远离神
we are the chosen people of God.
我们是神所拣选的子民
we are so privileged.
我们何等的荣幸
Now we are in the women's court.
我们在女人的院。
妇院。And we sing the song of Psalms or Song of Degrees.
那么我们唱着上行的诗。
And now the whole household of Israel is there.
那么以色列的全会众在那里。
So they know that we know the presence of God is only not far away.
我们就知道神的同在不离这不远。
Only a few meters away.
只有几个米以外。
Now the glory of God is our neighbor.
那么
the glory of God is our neighbor.
神的荣耀是我们的邻舍。
And you see, and the presence of God is just like our neighbor.
那么神的同在就好像我们邻居一样。
But brothers, we know it very well.
我们非常清楚。
Because of sin,
因着罪。
Even at distance, only few meters.
虽然那距离只是几个米之远。
The real distance is from hell to heaven.
真正的距离是从地狱到天上。
So, brothers and sisters,
对弟兄姐妹们
only when Jesus Christ accomplishes salvation,
只有当主耶稣基督完成他的救赎。
Then, when he created new and living way,
他开了一个又新又活的道路。
Then, by the blood of Jesus, we are able to approach the holiest of holy.
借着耶稣的宝血，我们能够进入这个至圣所里。
Now, Trophimus knows the story.
特罗菲摩知道这个故事。
But, brother, this is the first time with his own eyes.
弟兄们，这是第一次他以他自己。
He saw the barrier there.
他看到这个栏杆在。
And when Paul mentioned that barrier in second chapters of Ephesians.
当保罗在这个以弗所书第二章里说到这个隔离的时候。
Who among the members of the church in Ephesus will be so touched?
那么你可以想到有任何人会读到这里更受感动的。
Because Trophimus really with his own eyes saw that barrier.
因为特罗菲摩以他亲眼来看到那个栏杆。
And all of a sudden something happened without his understanding.
突然间在他理解以外的事发生。
Because then all the temple doors closed.
突然间所有的圣殿的门都关闭。
And Paul was arrested.
而保罗被逮捕。
The reason Paul was arrested.
保罗被逮捕的原因。
Because they saw Trophimus.With Paul in the same city.
因为他们看到保罗和特罗菲摩在同一个城里。
Now, is it also possible Trophimus may be on the temple in the temple complex?
有可能这个特罗菲摩是在广场正广场。
But Paul never took Trophimus beyond that barrier.
但是保罗从来没有带过特罗菲摩过那个障碍。
But however, they used that excuse.
但是无论如何，他们以这个为理由来逮捕保罗。
So finally, Paul was put in prison.
对，自从保罗被下在监牢里。
Now, brothers and sisters,
现在弟兄姐妹们。
Later, even Trophimus went back to Ephesus.
当特罗菲摩回到以弗所。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象。
That scene when Paul was arrested.
保罗被逮捕的那个情景。
Always before his eyes.
一直在他浮现在
眼前。He can never get away from that scene.
他不能从那个情景逃脱。
Now somehow Trophimus feel that.
特罗菲摩感受到这一点。
Now I am the cause of Paul being arrested.
我是是保罗被逮捕的原因。
Now if I were not there,
如果我不在那里
，Paul probably won't be arrested.
保罗或许不会被逮捕。
So you can imagine.
所以你可以想象。
When he came back to the Ephesus,
当回到以弗所的时候
，Now Trophimus was able to report to the church at Ephesus.
那么特罗菲摩能够向以弗所教会报告。
The first-hand information about how Paul was arrested.
保罗如何被逮捕的第一手资料。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
of course, the whole church prayed for the release of Paul.
当然全教会为着保罗的释放祷告。
Now, brothers and sisters, after 2 or 3 and 4 years,
弟兄姐妹在过了三四年之后,
nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
But everybody knows that.
每个人都知道。
Trophimus was the reason, was the cause Paul was being arrested.
特罗菲摩就是为什么保罗被逮捕的缘故。
So now, when they received the letter,
所以当他们从保罗领受那书
On the one hand,
一方面,
they know that Paul was well.
他们知道保罗是安好,
not only physical and also spiritual.
不但是身体上并且属灵上,
so thank God for that.
所以感谢神为了这一点。
But now, brothers,
那现在记
住, here come to the message.
我们来到这个信息。
Paul must have learned a very deep lesson.
保罗肯定学了非常深的功课。
Why Paul was arrested?
为什么保罗被逮捕？
Now after he being arrested,
在他被逮捕之后，
What kind of lesson he has learned from the Lord?
他从主学到什么功课？
He must have asked the Lord many times.
他肯定问主许多次。
Why did this happen?
为什么这发生？
Now here comes the interpretation explanation of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵来的解释。
Now, when he wrote this letter,
当他写这封书信，
he tried to write down that interpretation.
他尝试写下那个解释。
He tried to write down that explanation.
他要尝试写下那个解说。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
let me ask you one question.
让我问你这个问题。
Why Paul was arrested?
为什么保罗被逮捕？
when he was arrested.
他什么时候被逮捕？
Now, Trophimus,
特罗菲摩,
the presence of Trophimus was only an excuse.
特罗菲摩的存在只不过是一个借口。
But before that, something already happened.
但是在这之前有件事发生了。
Now, something happened to Paul.
有件事发生了保
罗。Paul also did something.
保罗也做了某件事。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们,
did Paul do something according to God's will?
那么保罗是否按照神的旨意行?
Do you see that?
你看到吗?
And why, when he's doing something,
为什么当他行某件事
In the midst of doing that thing,
在他行那件事的时候当中
and he was arrested.
他被逮捕
God said,
神说
Now this time it cannot delay anymore.
这是我不可以再单言
This time he has to let Paul be arrested.
他必须要让保罗被逮捕
Otherwise Paul will gone too far.
不然保罗会过走得太远
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
What does that mean?
那意味着什么
Do you suggest that probably Paul made some mistake?
你是否提议保罗犯了某种错误
Don't forget
不要忘记
Now Paul was not immune from making mistake
保罗不是从这个犯错过犯犯错误的
We are prone to make a mistake
我们是会有犯错误的
情况 Paul would never do that
我们说保罗永远不会这样做
But my brothers and sisters
但是我的弟兄姐妹们
When the wind blows
当风吹的时候
And especially when the wind of doctrine blows
特别是当这个道的风吹的时候
Then you discover you will be tossed to and fro
你就会发现被摇动飘来
No one was as strong as Paul
没有人像保罗那样的刚强
But brothers
但是弟兄们
When he visited Jerusalem
当他探望耶路撒冷
When some kind of wind of doctrine blowing
当一些道的风在吹的时候
Now this time was blowing the blowing was from James the apostle
这次的风乃是从这个雅各这个使徒那里吹来
It was from the church in Jerusalem
乃是从耶路撒冷教会吹来
Now brothers
弟兄们
Many people consider Jerusalem as a mother church
许多人认为这个耶路撒冷乃是母的教会
Now brothers if it's mother church
如果这是教会
You have to listen to the mother church
你必须要听这个教会之母的
Now brothersHere you find the wind of doctrine from the mother church.
现在你听到这个道理的风从母教会出来。
Even as strong as Paul. That was as strong as Paul.
像保罗那样刚强的人。
The result is, he began to shake.
结果是他开始摇动。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
When he was weak.
当他软弱的时候。
When he was go astray.
当他偏离的时候
God loved him so much
神那么的爱他
God knew it too well
神非常认识他
And this time Paul fell
如果这次保罗失败
Then hope for the body of Christ
那么基督的身体将没有盼望
Then there will be no hope for the church of God
那么神的教会将没有盼望
The church of God is at most a branch of Judaism
那么这个教会自宗只不过是犹太教的桥梁罢了。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
If Paul was prone to that mistake,
如果保罗是偏向那错误的话
How much we should be careful.
我们是何等要小心。
That's why I say in that theme verse, behind the theme verse,
对我说在这个主题的背后
There was a long story.
有一个非常长的故事。
The story of Paul.
保罗的故事。
The story of Trophimus.
特罗菲摩的故事
The story of the church in Jerusalem
在耶路撒冷教会的故事
And the story of the church at Ephesus
还有在以弗所教会的故事
But thank God
但是感谢神
By his wonder, by his mercy
借着他的怜悯
Paul has been restored
保罗被恢复
Not only be restored
不但会恢复
He received a heavenly light
他领受属天的光
When he showed us that heavenly light
当他显给我们看那属天的光
Now we begin to know what is the church
我们现在知道教会是什么
But unfortunately brothers and sisters
非常不幸
Today
今天
If we are honest before God
如果我们在神面前是
Our concept of the church
我们对教会的概念
All borrow from Judaism
都从犹太教
It's almost like a part of religion
就好像 宗教一样。
If you have a group of people,
如果你有一群人。
If you find a place of worship,
如果找到一个敬拜的地方。
If you get a pastor,
如果你找到一个牧师。
That's a church.
那是一个教
会。You can form a church.
你可以成立一个教会。
If you can fill in that place more than 2,000 people,
你可以在那个地方充满超过两千人。
You are not only the church, you are the mega church.
不但是一个教会，而是一个超级教会。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Now if the Judaism is earthly religion.
这个犹太教乃是属地的宗教。
Now if you ask how do they conduct themselves, how do they organize themselves?
你就问他们如何组织他们。
Oh, they have elders.
他们有长老。
If they have elders,
如果他们长老。
We must also have elders.
我们也一定要有长老。
So the church also the elders.
所以教会也有长老。
So brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姐妹，这意
味着什么？ If you go to synagogue,
如果你去会堂。
They have deacons.
他们有监督。
No, deacons,
执事。
So now when you come to the church,
如果你来到教会
Now, we also have a deacon.
我们也有执事
So you see brothers If you have organizing power
如果你有组织的能力
If you are graduate from MBA from Harvard
你从哈佛的这个商学院
Now you are able to form a church Organize a church
你就可以组织一个教会
Now many more mega church in the States
在美国的许多超级教会
They really hire the MBA who are Christians who are graduate from Harvard and other places
那么他就雇佣那些商硕士出来
Now brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
If this the body of Christ
在基督身体里面
For that reason brothers
弟兄们为了那原
因 It was a very expensive lesson
那是非常昂贵的一个功课
It was a painful lesson
那是痛苦的功课
Paul has a very very painful lesson
保罗有一个非常痛苦的功课
Thank God
感谢神
Because of that wonderful experience
因着那奇妙的经历
Even it was too painful
虽然是那么的痛苦
But his eyes was fully open
但是他眼睛却完全开启
Thank God
所以感谢神
For 2,000 years
有两千年之久
What Christ is building is the body of Christ
基督所建造的乃是基督的身体
The church of God is the body of Christ
神的教会就是基督的身体
It is an organism
是一个有机体
It is more than organization
这是超过一个组织
You take the life out of organism organization
把生命从一个组织
You take the life out of organism
你把生命从这个有机体生物取出来
What you have is the organization
你有的就是一个组织
If you are capable to organize
如果你有能力来组织
If you are CEO in some company
你是在这个公司的总裁
If you are headmaster of a school
你是学校的校长
Now brothers you are able to build a church
你现在能够建立一个教会
But this is only earthly religion
但是这只不过是属地的宗教
Now brothers what Paul has learned
现在弟兄们保罗所学的
Really cost him almost his life
几乎要了他的生命
So brothers
所以弟兄们感谢神
After he was in prison
在他下监牢之后
And after many days in the presence of the Lord
在主面前许多天之后
His eyes were open
他的眼睛开启
So now when you read the first chapter of letter to the Ephesians
所以当你读以弗所书给以弗所的第一封书信的第一章弟兄姐妹
What is the church?
教会是什么
The body of Christ
基督的身体
The fullness of that in all and in all
是那充满万有所充满的。
But more than that, when you come to the second chapter,
再来到第二章
，What is the church?
教会是什么
？Church is a new man.
教会是一个新人。
Why church is a new man?
为什么教会是新人呢
？That experience of Trophimus
就是那特罗菲摩的经历。
Now Trophimus was a wonderful illustration.
特罗菲摩是非常好的叙述
He was at the temple
他是在圣殿里
He already at the temple complex
他已经在圣殿广场
And yet he is on this side He was at this side of the barrier
但是他在栏杆的这一边
But brothers
但是
It is a church
这是一个教会
There is no barrier
没有栏杆
Cross has crossed out that barrier Cross has crossed out that barrier
十字架把那个栏杆给
打 That's the church That's the church.
那就是教会。
What's the difference between church and Judaism?
那么这个教会和犹太教的
分别。Without the cross, the barrier is there.
没有十字架，这障碍。
With the church, the barrier is no longer there.
有这个十字架，这个障碍就在那里。
So, brothers and sisters, at the door of the church, you find the cross.
所以在这个教会的门口里发现这十字架。
So church is a new man.
所以教会是一个新人。
Then if you read the end of chapter 2,
如果你读第二章的末了。
And then what the Bible tells us, what Paul tells us.
保罗告诉我们什么。
And when we come to the end of the second chapter.
当我们来到第二章的末了。
And verse 19, consequently you are no longer foreigners, aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
You know what Paul said?
你知道保罗说什么？
As he said to Trophimus,
是几乎他对特罗菲摩说，
If you cross that barrier,
如果你过了那个
门口，
如果你进入女院，
there you will find the whole household of God there.
你将发现神的全家在那里。
You see that?
你看到吗？
But without cross, you have the barrier that you have to cross that barrier in order to get into it.
没有那个十字架，你要有那个障碍，你有了十字架就可以过。
But with the cross, that barrier was out.
有这十字架，这个障碍不
在。That barrier has no more.
那个栏杆不在，不见。
And then you are then according to that you are the members of God's household.
然后你就是神家里的人了。
And then build on the foundation of apostles and prophets.
并且被建造在使徒和先知
之上。With Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple to the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
So what do you see?
所以你看到什么？
You still see the temple.
你们就看到圣殿。
But as Paul said to Trophimus,
似乎保罗对特罗菲摩说，
What you see now is not the physical temple, it's not temple of stones.
你说现在看到的不是物质的这个圣殿，不是这个大理石。
In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Here you still have a building.
现在你仍旧有这个殿。
However, it's a holy temple in the Lord.
但是是在主里的圣殿。
It's no longer made of stone and bricks.
不再用石头和砖。
You see that we are the members of the God's household.
你可以看到我们乃是神家里的人。
And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So brothers.What Paul was trying to say here?
保罗在这里尝试说什么了？
The body of Christ.
那么基督的身体。
Versus the temple.
和这个圣殿对比。
The church of Christ versus Judaism.
基督的教会和这个犹太教对比。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
What Paul has learned in prison.
保罗在监牢里所学到的。
Somehow God correct him.
似乎神改变了纠正了他。
Then he learned wonderful lessons.
他在那里学到宝贵的功课。
So in another word,
换句话说，
the issue is this.
这课题是
the church of God,
神的教会，
or Judaism,
或者犹太教。
Do you think the church of God was under the umbrella of Judaism?
你是否认为这个神的教会是在这个犹太的？
Or the church of God actually is borrowing everything from Judaism?
雨伞底下，或者教会从犹太教借所有的东西过来。
So you understand, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄们，
Paul himself learned a wonderful lesson.
保罗本身学了奇妙的功课。
He passed on that lesson to you and to me.
他把那个功课交给你和我。
As if he said to us, don't do the same anymore.
师徒对我们说，不要再做同样的错。
But unfortunately.2,000 years,
2000年
the church of Christ almost repeat exactly the same thing.
这个神的教会几乎重复了同样的一件事。
That wind of blow, that wind of doctrine,
那道理的风
blow upon Paul,
归到保罗身上。
Even a person like Paul, as strong as Paul, he was also tossed to and fro.
像保罗那样刚强的人，他也被飘来飘去。
So brothers and sisters.
对弟兄姐妹们。
For that reason.
为着那个缘故。
With this context.
在这个内容概念里。
We finally will come to our theme verse.
最终我们会来到我们的主题。
But we have to know this part of the story in more clear way.
但是我们需要知道这故事的这部分更清楚的认识。
Now, as you know, 3 or 4 years before Paul wrote this letter,
你们知道在三四年前保罗写这封书信。
Now, Trophimus and Paul was in the city of Jerusalem.
那么，特洛菲摩和保罗乃是在耶路撒冷的
教会。Of course, they came with a mission.
当然，他们有这个使命来
到。And you know, many people, because of that mission, that's why he was there.Was in Jerusalem.
就知道因着那个使命，所以他们在耶路撒冷。
Because the Paul and others delivered the love gifts from other churches.
因为保罗和其他人，他们把这个各个教会的爱的捐赠带到耶路撒冷。
And of course he had to see the apostle James.
当然他也要见使徒雅各。
And obviously at that time James was leader in the church.
非常明显的，当时这个雅各是在教会中的领袖。
But by that time there was a rumor that Paul was actually a hindrance to Judaism.
那么在那里有这个谣言说到保罗是犹太教的障碍。
The rumor saying that he tried to destroy the Moses law and so on and so forth.
那么有谣言说他要毁坏这个摩西的律法等等。
So now he came to Jerusalem.
现在他来到耶路撒冷。
And finally he was able to come, to have fellowship with James and others.
最终他能够和雅各和其他人有这个交通。
And then of course he report everything to to James and others.
当然他把所有的报告都呈给雅各其他人。
And then James said to him,
然后雅各就对他说,
He said, You see, brother,
他说,
how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law.
有多少人, 为着这个犹太教, 发热心
呢? I think we better read that portion, okay?
我们读那一部,
that's Acts chapter 21.
那是使徒行传第二十一章。
Verse 20,
第二十节，《使徒行传》第二十一章第二十节。
When they heard this, they praised God. Then they said to Paul, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law."
他们听见就归荣耀与神，对保罗说：“兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万，并且都为律法热心。”
Now, that's the report of James to Paul.
那是雅各报告给保罗听的。
So what is that? You see, brothers, how many thousands of Jews have believed?
兄台，你看犹太人中信主的有多少万？
Now, if you preach gospel, you know so many people got saved. You must be very thrilled.
那么，如果你传福音，你知道那么多人信主，你肯定非常兴奋。
Now the thousand here actually is wrong translation.
那么，成千这里是错误的翻译。
Now the thousand in Greek actually that word we have the word merits. Actually, that word derived from that word.
那么在希腊文里是 merit 从这话从那里引出来的。
Now it means 10,000s.
这是意味着
一万。It means 10,000s.
就是说一万。
But later that word being developed, being extended means in an indefinite numbers, merits upon merits.
那么后来这个字就延伸为千千万万。
But actually, if you read the book of Acts,
如果你读使徒行传，
especially in other occasion,
特别是在其他的时候，
when Bible use that word, it means 10,000.
当圣经用那个字的时候是一万。
So many translators, they worry about if this means 10,000, there will be too much, too many people who are saved.
那么许多翻译员他们担心，如果翻成一万的话，是说太多人信主。
So they try to tone it down. That's why in many translations, except New King James Version, translated as myriads. All the others are thousands.
那么除了这个新的黄金本呢，说是一万，其他都是说成几千。
So in other words, in original, in Greek, it means more than 10,000.
在希腊原文是说超过一万。
It may be 20,000.
可能是两万。
It may be 30,000.
可能三万。
So brothers and sisters, now you find the church in Jerusalem.
所以你现在看到在耶路撒冷的教会。
Was very prosperous.
是非常繁荣的。
Not just 1,000 people got saved.
不单只几千人得救。
More than 10,000 people got saved.
超过一万人得救。
Wonderful, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，奇妙。
This is the first mega church in the church history.
这是第一个在教会历史里面的超级教会。
So brothers, you Singaporeans should not be too proud.
对，弟兄姐妹，新加坡人不要太骄傲。
I think you have many mega churches here.
好像你在这里很多超级教会。
But in the church history, the first mega church was the church in Jerusalem.
在教会历史里面，第一个超级教会是在耶路撒冷。
How many people there?
那里多少人呢？
Not just many thousands.
不单只是几千。
It's many 10,000s Jews have believed.
是好几万的犹太人信。
Wonderful, brothers.
弟兄们，好整齐。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
When James mentioned that,
当雅各这么说的，
you can imagine what was the reaction of John or of Paul.
你可以看到保罗的反应。
Now when Paul thought about the church in Corinth.
当保罗讲到在哥林多的教会
，several hundred at most，
最多几百个人。
If you visit Corinth, the ruin of Corinth，
如果你到这个哥林多的遗址
，you know it was a small town，
只是在一个小城市。
Not too big a town, even with the two harbors，
不是太大的城市，只有两个。
Even Ephesus is not very big。
以弗所也不是那么大。
So you see, brothers and sisters, now how many people in the church in Ephesus？
那么弟兄们看到，在以弗所有多少人口呢
？Probably several hundred，
几百人。
And Corinth several hundred，
哥林多教会也几百人。
Antioch probably 700。
那么在安提阿几百人
？Now when you compare with many 10,000，
当你和几万人比较
，Think about it，
想一想
，Who has a blessing from the Lord？
谁从主得的祝福呢
？It must be the blessing from the Lord. You have so many people.
一定是从主祝福，那么有那么多人。
Do you see that? Here you find some pressure upon Paul.
对，在这里你看到有压力在保罗身上。
If you are a worker,
如果你是工人。
If you are a faithful worker of Christ,
你是基督忠心的仆人。
If you are being blessed by Christ,
你如果被基督所祝福
，Now definitely you will measure by your fruits.
当然，你以你的果实来衡量。
The more fruit you have means you are more blessed.
你有越多的果实，你就越蒙祝福。
Think about it.
但是想一想
，Compare the work of Paul and the work of James.
比较保罗的工作和雅各的工作。
What a comparison!
那是何等的比较。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，If in Jerusalem this means the blessing.
在耶路撒冷，如果这是祝福的话
，Then how do you explain the church in Ephesus？
那你怎么解释在以弗所的教会
？How do you explain the church in Corinth？
如何解释在哥林多的教会
？So brothers, do you understand？
你明白吗
？According to our nature。
根据我们的本性
，We know how to count the fruits。
我们知道怎样数算。
We know how to count the heads。
我们知道怎样算人头。
The more heads，
更多人头。
The more fruits，
更多果子。
The more blessing，
就是说更多祝福。
The more blessing，
更多祝福。
What does that mean？
那意味着什么
？That means you are really in the flow of God's blessing。
你真的是在圣灵神祝福的流里面。
Otherwise you are out of that flow。
不然的话，你是在那流以外。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐
妹 ，Do you see that brothers？
你看到那
？Here you find。The great apostle Paul.
在这你看到那伟大的保
罗。Another apostle James.
另外一个雅各使徒。
Now the work in Jerusalem really was prosperous.
在耶路撒冷的工作的确是繁荣。
Many 10,000 people Jews are converted.
好几万的犹太人他们悔改信主。
For the Jews to be converted is really something.
要让犹太人来改教实在是不容易的。
It's almost impossible.
几乎是不可能。
But now the work of Holy Spirit was so obvious.
但是圣灵的工作是那么的明显。
You should be happy about it.
你应该高兴才对。
You see, for these stubborn Jews to be converted and they want to be saved.
你看到这故事的犹太人他们要得救他们要得拯救。
It is wonderful.
这是很奇妙。
So if the blessing really tells you something.
如果这祝福真的告诉你什么。
It means that must be the will of God. God.
意味着这一定是神的道路。
If there's no will, if it's not will of God, why you have so much blessing?
一定是神的旨意。如果不是神的旨意，为什么有那么多祝福？
You have several hundred.
你有那几百人。
Probably you are out of God, will of God.
或者你是在神的旨意以外。
So, brother and sister, do you understand?
你明白吗？
Now, when you really, you can understand what Paul has gone through.
你能够明白保罗所经历过。
But something very, if you read the whole thing,
但是你如果读整
那本 The third part of sentence really make you excited.
那么这个句话的第三部分是这样，你兴奋。
头一部分。
头一部分。
But then when you come to the second part,
然后你来到第二部分。
You are saddened.
你就忧伤。
What James said.
雅各说什么
？And all of them are zealous for the law.
他们都为律法热心。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
Many 10,000 Jews.
那超过一万的犹太人。
They believe in Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
But at the same time,
同时呢
，They are zealous for the law.
他们为着律法热心。
Let me ask you.
让我问你
，Is this a branch of Judaism?
这是不是这个犹太教的支派
？If this really Church of God,
如果这真是神的教会
，Even a mega church.
即使一个超级教会
Then why they were zealous for the law?
为什么他们为着律法热心呢
If you read Paul's epistles
如果你读保罗书信的话
If you read the New Testament
如果你读新约
What is the place of the law in the church?
这个律法在教会里面的地位是什么
If you are under grace, you are no longer under law
如果你在恩典底下你就不再在律法
How can you be zealous for the law?
你如何能够为律法热心呢
And all of them are zealous for the law
而他们全为律法热心
This is a mega church
这是一个超级教会
This is a prosperous church
这是一个繁荣
Everybody is involved.
每个人都参与。
But brothers,
但是弟兄。
Everybody is involved with something that which is outside of the will of God.
每个人都参与那在神旨意以外的事。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们，想一想。
Now what Paul should react?
那么现在保罗该当如何反应
？If he really considered this part of the will of God.
如果他真认为这是神的旨意
He should listen to James.
他应该听雅各
So the James tell him
然后雅各就对他说
Now there are many rumors everywhere
在现在有许多的谣言
You have to do something to stop the rumor
你要做某件事来停止谣言
Okay, so according to his suggestion
那好按照他的提议
Some people they are waiting to have the sacrifice for their Nazarite ship
那么就是有一些人他们要成为拿西尔人的仪式
So they have to wait for the priest to offer the sacrifice
所以他们要等候这个祭司来献祭
And now Paul if you want to stop the rumor
那么保罗现在如果你要停止这个谣言
The best way is just you just join them
最好就是你参与他们
You do exactly the same thing
你做同样的事
Then by the example you stop all the rumors
那么以你的榜样你停止所有的谣言
Do you see that?
你看到吗
And now remember Such a pressure is from so-called mother church
这压力是从母教会来的
So-called 所谓的母会来的 And this pressure was from James the Apostle
而这个压力是从使徒雅各来的
And also judging the fruit
并且在审查果实
你看看那个果子 And from the fruit you know that far they are united with the will of God
那么从果实来看他们是和神的旨意联合在一起
So brothers when that wind blows
所以弟兄姐们当那个风吹的时候
Now you discover Paul began to shake
你看到保罗开始动摇了
When you read his Galatians
当你读他的哥罗西书
How he was so brave
他如何很勇敢
Even when Peter tried to was weak
当彼得是软弱的时候
And you know they're in a Paul even there to point out the mistakes
他甚至保罗敢指出彼得的错误
Now where was the courage of Paul
那保罗的勇气在哪里
But brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姐妹
Now to our surprise
我们非常
When you read that part of the Bible
当你读圣经那一部分
And you found that Paul just followed just listened to the suggestion of the church in Ephesus in Jerusalem
保罗就听这个耶路撒冷教会的提议
So Paul was there waiting waiting for the priest to offer the sacrifice
对保罗在那里等候这个祭司的献祭
brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
Paul was waiting.
保罗在等候
God was not able to wait anymore.
但是神不能再等
If God just wait a second more, just a little longer,
如果神再等多一点
there will be no more church of God.
神的教会将不再存在
All you have is an umbrella of Judaism.
你所拥有的只不过是犹太教的这个雨伞
So brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹们
Can you believe that?
你们可以相信吗
The tradition was so strong.
这传统是那么的强烈
Even a person as strong as Paul
就算保罗那样刚强的人
Could not resist the tradition.
也不能抵挡那个传统
You see my brothers, even James
弟兄姐妹
After he was converted, after he was saved,
甚至雅各在他得救之后
Because he somehow was embedded in that tradition for so long
因为他在那个传统那么根深蒂固
He was a Nazarite
他是哪西尔人
We were told that his two knees are almost like a camel knees
我们得知他的两个膝盖就好像这个骆驼的膝盖
Why? Because when he knelt down pray every day so that part almost like a camel skin
那么因为他每天跪下来祷告以致他的两个膝盖就好像那个骆驼的皮带
So everybody knows that he is the just So that's why people call him the James the Just
每个人都知道他是公义的人所以他们称为公义的
He was saved
他是得救
And many people got saved
而许多人得救
But think about it
但是想一想
Today when we are saved
今天当我们得救
How can we have a church
我们如何能有教会
Of course everything borrowed from Judaism
当然所有都从犹太教过来
In Judaism you have a synagogue
在犹太教你有会堂
And then we have the assembly almost like a synagogue
那么我们有一个聚会像会堂一样
That's why in the letter of James you even have the word synagogue there
那么所以在 雅各的书信里面甚至有这个雅各书里面有会堂
So in other words somehow you know when people they got saved
所以这些人不论怎样得救
Now these people no longer they are all Christians
他们都是基督徒
So now they form the church of God
现在他们组成神的教会
So how are you going to organize the church of God?
你要怎样组织这神的教会
According to what pattern?
以什么的样式
Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament you have all kinds of patterns
那弟兄姐妹在旧约里有各种样式
In Judaism you have all kinds of patterns
在犹太教里有各种样式
So unconsciously
所以在
They just pass everything from Judaism to the church
他们就把所有的犹太教就传到教会
And more than that By that time, because of persecution.
在那个时候，因着逼迫。
Because the Jews was a friend of the emperors.
因为这个犹太人是这个女皇的。
No, emperors 就是
罗马皇帝的朋友。
Because of that,
就因着这样。
Now all other people should worship emperors.
所有的人单单只要敬奉罗马皇帝，
那就要拜罗马，
要拜罗马。
But I think this Jewish they were able to exempt.
但是这犹太人呢，却能够不用
讲情。Because they were good friends of the emperors.
因为他们是这个皇帝的好。
Because the Jewish religion was recognized as official as a legal religion.
那么因为犹太教被认为是一个合法的宗教
So even they refuse to worship emperor they will not be persecuted
所以当他们拒绝拜罗马皇帝他们不会被杀头
So you see brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹
看到 When Christians were being persecuted
当这个基督徒被逼迫的时候
There is an umbrella you can hide under it
你能够躲藏在这一个雨伞下
That umbrella is called umbrella of Judaism
那个雨伞称为犹太教的雨伞
So if you really become one branch of Judaism
所以如果你成为犹太教的一个支派
Then you won't be persecuted
然后你就不会被逼迫
Do you understand brother sister?
弟兄姐妹明白吗
That's the reason after Stephen's event
这就是为什么在这个斯基版的事件之后
Many people they spread around
他们就分散了
But when those people, these apostles, when they remain behind
当这些留下来的使徒们
And then you find the church members still grow
你发觉这个教会的成员成长
Why? Because here you find the umbrella
因为在这里找到了这个雨伞
that umbrella,
在那雨伞底下
You can survive, you can go on
能够存活能够维持
Without any persecution
没有任何的逼迫
You don't need to pay any cost
你不需要付出任何代价
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
Because of that
就因着这样
Apostles in Jerusalem
在 耶路撒冷
犹太门。Consciously, they were influenced by Judaism.
潜意识的受犹太教影响。
And then some of them went to Antioch and many other places.
直接到安提阿，还有到其他地方。
Create many problems there.
就产生了那处非常多的麻烦。
So, brothers and sisters,
在弟兄姐妹们
，If you study the Bible,
如果你查考圣经
，If you study the seven churches in seven churches of Revelation,
如果你查考这个启示录的七个教会
，At the Church of Smyrna,
在士麦耶拿教会。
Church of Philadelphia,
在腓拉铁菲的教会。
What's the problem there?
你知道难处在哪里是什么
？The problem is a problem those who are in the synagogue.
难处乃是那些在会堂里的。
So again, Judaism become the problem.
再次这个犹太教成为难处。
So brothers and sisters,
在弟兄姐妹们
，When you preach the gospel truth,
当你传这个圣经的真理
，How do you maintain the purity of the gospel truth?
福音的真理，如何保持这个福音真理的
？You find these people from Jerusalem always try to squeeze something of Judaism into it.
你发现耶路撒冷人总是要把一些犹太教挤进去。
Paul was strong.
保罗是刚
才 Paul was very firm.
保罗是非常稳
定的 In the gospel truth.
在福音真理
He never tried to compromise.
他从来不会妥协
So brothers and sisters,
在弟兄姐妹
Thank God.
感谢神
If we know his story,
如果我们知道他的故事
In that we know history,
我们知道历史
Now Paul was really the soldier of Christ.
我们知道保罗是基督的精兵
But unfortunately,
非常不幸
Now this time,
这一次
Even Paul fell terribly.
甚至保罗这一次跌得很重。
Brothers and sisters, this tells us what?
弟兄姐妹，这告诉我们什么
？This tells us you do not know how strong is the tradition.
你不晓得这个传统是何等的强。
Today we know the church by our tradition.
我们现在今天知道我们的教会，借着我们的传统。
Because today when we know what is church,
当我们今天知道什么是教会
，you know a place of worship,
你一个敬拜的地方
，you know people gather together,
你知道人们聚集在一起
，you get a pastor,
你一个牧师
，you get a church,
你一个教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Now you have Judaism has a law.
那么犹太教有律法。
Law means a code of rules.
律法就是说这个规则。
So if you have your creed,
如果你有你的教条
，I have my creed.
我有我的教条。
Now according to your creed,
那么你的教条
，you become Methodist.
你成为
according to my creed,
按照我的教条
，I become Baptist.
我成为浸信会。
You have Baptist church.
你有浸信会。
You have Methodist church.
有美美教会。我们是弟兄姐妹。
Is this the church of Christ Bible mentioned about?
这是圣经中所讲的教会吗
？Why?
为什么
？Because we live in tradition.
因为我活在传统。
When we use the word church, it means a building.
当我们说教会是一个建筑。
But when you come to the Bible,
但是你来到圣经
，Church never a building.
教会从来不是一个建筑。
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，We are the house of the God.
我们是神的家。
We are being built a holy temple to the Lord.
我们是被建造成为给神。
We are the temples.
我们就是圣殿。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄们
，This is the body of Christ.
你看到这是基督的身体。
That's the vision Paul received.
这是保罗所领受的意象。
Think about it.
但是想一想
，Even with Apostle Peter, Apostle James.
即使使徒彼得、使徒雅各，他们应该更知道。
Somehow they were blown by those wind of doctrine.
但是他们却似乎被这个道教
绑住。The doctrine of Judaism is so strong.
那么这个传统是那么的坚固。
犹太的那个传统那么
犹太的传统那么坚固。
那个风那么厉害 ，Even Paul tossed to and fro.
那个风那么的厉害，甚至保罗被飘来飘去。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们。这个秘诀是什么
？Now Paul tell us his secret.
保罗告诉我们他的秘诀。
So brothers and sisters, now we see the issue.
我们看到这个课题。
The issue is this.
课题是
whether the Church of God is the body of Christ or a branch of Judaism.
那么这个教会是基督的身体，还是这个是犹太教的支派
？If you are organizer,
如果你是组织者
，It's very easy for you to create something as a branch of Judaism.
让你非常容易的是能够把它组织成犹太教的支派。但如果是基督的身体
，It ought to be born.
这要从
圣。It ought to be born of the Holy Spirit.
要由圣灵而生。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have no contribution whatsoever.
你和我没有任何的贡献在其中。
So this is what Paul has learned in the prison.
这是保罗在监牢里所学到的。
Now while he was in prison.
当他在监牢里的时候
you can imagine Holy Spirit spoke to him.
你可以想象到这个圣灵对他说话。
And then in that prison,
然后在那圣灵在监牢里
he received some light.
他领受这个光。
And now he tells us, but church is the body of Christ.
现在他告诉我们教会是基督的身体。
When you come to chapter 2,
然后你来到第二章
such a contrast in contrast with Judaism.
那么前人对比和这个犹太教的对比。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
thank the Lord for that painful lesson.
感谢神为着那痛苦的功课。
Even it almost cost the whole life of Paul.
几乎要了保罗的生命。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Now we receive the vision.
现在我们领受着意象。
So may the Lord speak to us.
所以愿神对我们说话。
If you today also see the vision,
当今天如果你也看到那意象
you should be ready to pay the same cost.
你应该预备好付出同样的代价。
You should pay the cost to be misunderstood.
你要付出的代价来被人误解。
But the important thing is,
重要的是
，Are we follower of the Lamb?
我们是否是羔羊的跟随者
？Are we following our Lord?
我们是否跟随我们的主
？So brothers,
所以弟兄
，Now tomorrow morning we will continue.
明天早上我们会继续。
We want to see what Paul sees in the prison.
我们要看到保罗在监牢里所看到。
Through that vision,
借着那意象
，Paul being corrected and correct and correct.
保罗被改正了再改正
and then he passed on that to you and to me
然后他把那传授给你和我
and for that reason
为着那缘故
throughout the 2000 years
在2000年之久
you find that God has preserved more than 7,000 never yield to Babel
神保留了7000个从来没有向巴黎7000个
when the majority of the crowds They almost make Christianity a religion, almost earthly religion, follow the pattern of Judaism.
他们几乎使到基督教成为一个属地的宗教，跟随这个犹太教的传统。
Every generation, God preserves His own.
但是每一代神保留他自己的。
To build up the body of Christ.
来建立起基督的身体。
Every one of them pay the price, or pay the cost.
每一位都付出他代价。
So brothers sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
vision, the vision is costly.
所以这个意象是有代价。
We cannot just talk about it.
我们不单只是说。
We have to live according to it.
我们要按这而活。
And that's all for this morning.
所以今天早上就到此。
Let's have a prayer.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we commit this word into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们把这话交在主你。
Really speak to our hearts, Lord.
求你对我们心说话。
Unless you speak to our hearts,
除非你对我们的心说话
all these lectures, all this method will become useless.
这些信息都没有用
May we all are born for this week.
使到我们都为这个星期而生
Because this week you want to speak to us, Lord.
因为这个星期主你要对我们说话
For in any way, Lord, speak to our hearts.
用各种方式对我们的心说话
We say we are here, Lord.
我们主对你说我们在这里
Show us the way.
道路给我们看
That we will not be tossed to and fro
使到我们不会被摇动飘来飘去
That we will be firm in Christ
我们能够在基督里稳固
When we look at the example of Paul
当我们看到保罗的榜样
Even he is able to fall
甚至他会跌倒
Lord we cannot say nothing
所以我们不能说什么
We know that we are even much weaker
我们知道我们更软弱
We are prone to make a mistake
我们有这个犯错误的倾向
Even more grave mistake
更严重的错误
So may the Lord be merciful to us
所以主愿你怜悯我们
If it is your will
如果是你的旨意
Really show us your vision
真正把你的意象显给我们看
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray
奉我们主耶稣的名祈求
Amen